The Metro on 97.3 FM, Super Talk Mississippi.
Good morning, Central Mississippi. It's time for the Metro on Super Talk Jackson 97.3. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. We've got Perez in studio. Good morning, Perez. Push the button.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm getting over my trauma.
The fact that you were not polite to a police officer who could put you in jail?
No, I was very polite. She just scared the crap out of me.
Because she's a police officer?
No, because she was standing where she was standing when I saw her.
You never know. You should be kind to people that...
I was very kind.
I'm very sure. I know, Perez, that you were kind. I am just picking on you this morning here on the Metro, but it is a Wednesday, but I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to your physical fitness question.
Well, the answer to my question was the courts are wet.
Yes, correct. Because so, it's misting again today.
Is it misting now?
It's starting.
Okay. It was raining when I came in.
I just want to wake up one morning, go and click the weather tab at supertalk.fm, and it just say, bad hair day. And then I would know, forecasted, bad hair day. And then I'm like, gotcha. So I'm not even going to... you know, have good expectations for doing extra for the hair, because it is kind of a little humid, muggy, kind of, you know, heavy kind of day. But stay tuned, because I know there are supposed to be some showers moving in. But I want to give enough time to our guest who scared the bejesus out of you, Perez. Although I don't know why. She's in a beautiful pink blazer. And
we'll have to tell you the story.
You should have been able to spot her from a mile away.
Well, I was...
100-watt smile she has.
No. Well, she was wearing a mask. I thought maybe she was a Lone Ranger.
We're talking about Miss Christy Ann Williams. She is with Mental Health Training, Leading by Example. It's a new program that's coming to the metro area for law enforcement, but she's also got 25 years of experience in law enforcement and corrections, and she knows mental health is something that needs to be top priority for those that lead and serve. So welcome, Christy Ann.
Thank you.
So, okay, first I want to know, give me a little background. How did you get into the world of law enforcement?
Well, I was working at Mobicom after I finished from school at Jackson State Criminal Justice, and Mobicom decided to close. So a friend of mine said, well, hey, why don't you apply for the Sheriff Department? So I went down, applied, stayed there with Sheriff McMillan up under his administration for like 3.5 years. And then I ventured on to the Department of Corrections, where I was granted the opportunity to go through the State Law Enforcement Academy to be a certified officer and work as a probation officer. And that's where I've been up until now.
And you created or had this idea for Leading by Example. It's a mental health training. So what were the steps, or what were sort of the things that fell into place for you to go to your, you know, uppers and say, hey, we need a workshop to help our law enforcement with maybe some mental health issues?
Well, throughout the community, state, or even nation, I've attended conference, and I've always heard everybody kept saying mental health. And so one day I kind of engaged some of the higher echelon just to find out, you know, what they actually knew. And I was like, okay, they really don't know enough about it. And I mean, the policymakers, we're talking about the elected officials, even the clergy. I've had some clergy to contact me about people in their congregation. And I said, I was sitting there and I just say divine intervention.
Absolutely.
One day I said, let me put this together. And I was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and I wrote it out. And so I went to the criminal justice conference here, and I actually spoke it. And I'm like, okay, I have spoken this into existence. How am I going to do this? So I went back to my notes, and I said, okay, this is everything I think need to be discussed. And how do I put it? And I said, well, I can't ask them to come 8 hours. How can I cram this into a 4-hour workshop? So I wrote it all out, and I went over to Dr. Crockett, the executive director of Hines Behavior Health, and I pitched it to her, and she was like, wow, let's do it. And I was like, okay, that was easy. So then I went to Wendy Bailey, the executive director of Department of Mental Health, because I wanted to get two perspectives to see exactly where this was going. And so I talked to her, and I pitched it to her, and she said, absolutely, the Department of Mental Health is 100% behind you. And I said, well, Wendy, she say, is this something, you know, I do contractual work. So on the side, but I told her, I said, Wendy, what I want to do, her and Dr. Crockett together, I say, can we do this together? We just coordinate together and we host it, and let's make it free for the executive branches of law enforcement, elected officials, and the clergy. Let's bring all of these people into one room at one time, and let's teach them what mental health is, what are disorders, what to look for. So at that point, after we did that, I said, well, let me call the State Law Enforcement Academy. And I talked to Mr. Thomas Tuggle, and he was my training officer when I went through the training academy. And I was like, Tug, I need to pitch something at you, and I need to see what you think it'll be. And he was like, Williams, I could see this in you in the police academy 20-some years ago. This your call to go. We're there to support you, actually. And that was the funniest thing about this whole training. My trainer is coming to allow me to train him.
That's awesome.
So, and I was like, okay. But it's just been a tremendous outpouring of support. I went over to Walmart and told them, hey, on Highway 18, I talked to the manager, Luke and James, about what I wanted to do. I said, but I want to provide snacks during the break. I need to know if you will help me. And he was like, sure, come get your basket and come get what you want. So I was looking around like, oh, Lord, okay, I guess. I know this has got to be from you, because, I mean, Nobody, even the trainers that was I had wrote down who I wanted to come in and do some different topics, they had no idea. I just sent them a group text and said, hey, can we meet? I got an idea. And they was like, sure. And it was done. So I'm just overwhelmed. I'm excited. And I know June 15 will be here really fast.
Really fast.
Really
fast. Countdown. June is already among us, Christiane. But one thing I love about this story more than anything is the openness to learn more about mental health in our law enforcement agencies and also in our, you know, our leaders. But also the not only the willingness to learn more, but the willingness to be like, I don't know enough. Because, right, like you say, mental health is now this trendy word. It's being tossed around. I mean, the pandemic really dusted up a dust storm sort of around talking about it. And for some of us, we feel like top of the iceberg, maybe understanding. Others have got, you know, personal experiences. We're a little bit deeper with it. And then there's some that are still just woohoo way out in left field.
Yes, ma'am.
and don't know anywhere, you know, the signs or sort of symptoms are sort of related to it. 4 hours is a long time, but it's not. So what are you going to pack into those 4 hours? I mean, you have to be very selective, but hopefully you're serving up, you know, appetizers for them to want to learn more down the road. But, you know, it is the first course. So what are you giving
That's
to them?
That's exactly what we're going to do. And I appreciate that. I did reach out to the Disabilities Rights of Mississippi. They're going to come in and explain that mental illness is a disability. And so that the top brass, elected officials, clergy will understand, you know, these people have rights also, just like any other physical disability that we may be able to see. And then we will go into mental health service. What is mental health? What is mental health disorder? We're going to have Dr. Tiffany Anderson will come in and do the hearing voices simulations, where, you know, a lot of times when we say people are hearing voices, you know, you and I could take these headphones off, but a person that's hearing voices, they can't take theirs off.
Is that kind of like the drunk goggles? I mean, not to, you know,
yes,
not to confuse the two, right? But
you
don't know what it's like to have to walk the line if you're inebriated until you have, like, the little drunk goggles.
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. It's kind of on that level. Same thing. Yeah, I've done the drunk goggles, too.
It's not as easy as it looks.
No, we call it the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, they'll do the hearing voices simulations, and I don't want to give it all away, but I think it's something that everybody really that may encounter, even just like you think about an elected official. You get all kinds of calls from your office, or somebody might stumble in on you. You never know. You need to have an idea of what it is. And God forbid the clergy. They see it all, because most of the time, and I know, you know, a lot of people go to the church for their first resource of help, you know, with the prayer, and we need meditation. But I'm a firm believer that mental health and spirituality goes together.
For sure.
It really does goes together. So
well, if you've got cancer, you're going to go for prayer, but you're not going to go to expect to get, you know, the type of intervention you need for your preacher can't give you chemo.
Right. That's absolutely. So that's why I said I wanted the clergy to be a part. 'Cause that's what somebody asked, why do you want the preachers in the room? Why not? Because that's where we most of, I would say, for the African American community, we generally started our church without
ministers.
Well,
because there's this misconception that there's something fundamentally wrong with you if you are struggling with any kind of depression, anxiety, or mental health issues. So you are going thinking that you're just not praying hard enough, or you're just not doing hard enough, or you don't have enough Jesus in your heart yet.
Right.
And sometimes it is. Sometimes you can, but then there's a line there where you know, you can have Jesus and you can have, you know, medical help.
Right. So we're going to add each one of them be like an hour block, mm-hmm. you know, 50 minute blocks, give or take, because you got to give them their breaks. And then we'll go to the depression and anxiety, bipolar. We're going to have the adult service director for Heinz Behavior Health, Ms. Cambria Thorne, would come in, and she's very thorough. When I pick these people, I wanted the heavy hitters, you know, that's going to come in. I am certified to do all of the training,
yeah,
but I wanted a variety of us. I didn't want them sitting up there for 4 hours to hear me, not me. I think somebody else needs to change the voice, because you capture their attention when you change a right. different voice. And then on the end, we'll have Marcus Carley from the Mississippi Department of Mental Health. He will come in from a male perspective and talk about suicide. And we're going to do some role playing. So we're going to kind of get them out of their seats and know they now have no idea how we're going to do it, but we're going to do some role playing. And we want them to just see some actual scenarios that has happened, whether with, you know, myself or some other people, and what reaction would they have. They're not going to know what it is, but, you know, what would be your reaction? So it's really not a wrong or a right. It's just a teachable moment.
It's a teachable moment, and then you can always learn from past, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, and you can learn from those experiences. And hopefully, if you ever found yourself in that type of situation in the future, you could handle it better or most appropriately, or, you know, or at least even know what to do and engage in a situation. So if we want to engage in these workshops, Christiane, how do we do that? I mean, I know there's for specific people. So how do those specific law enforcement or clergy or your elected officials, how do they sign up for this?
They can go to Heinz Behavior Health website. If you go to the top right-hand corner in events, and click on it, and it's going to be right there. And it's also on their Facebook page. And you just, it's real simple. Just click on it, select which day you want, fill it out, and email it right back to Ms. Carolyn Evans over at Heinz Behavior Health.
How many options of dates do you have open right now?
We got four options. It's June the 15th, the 22nd, July the 13th, and then July the 20th. And I specifically did it that way because we know we can't ask for everybody to come at the same right. time, but I want to make it a variety of days where your agency could actually, you know, if you want to send three or four people to this session, you had that opportunity to. We've had buy-in throughout the Tri-County area. I am very pleased. Yesterday I actually talked to George Flags, Mayor Flags in Vicksburg, and he texted me this morning and assured me that he was going to try to attend. The assistant chief in Vicksburg, Sheriff Travis Patton, he's my cousin, so I always call him Travis. I forget about the sheriff. He indicated Rankin County, Hines, Madison. You know, I tried to reach out to everybody, even the churches, New Hope, New Horizon, Pine Lake, you know, tried to make sure that the message was out there. And if we see fit, we got to do more, then we're willing to do that.
Is there a limit on how many can come in each workshop?
We had limited to 25, but we may have to play around.
I think you're going to have to play around with
that number. We are. It's enough room for us to actually go way over the 25 for each session.
Well, then you also, though, want to be mindful that sometimes in these settings, smaller crowds make for a bigger impact than getting. Because when you start role playing or sort of getting into conversation, you start to lose people once you get 50, 60 or more. So I know there's, but it's all going to, I think it's just going to fill up fast, and I think it's super needed, and I don't think this is going to be your last your last round of these, Christiane. I mean, because it's, again, I think it's something, I go back to, I'm so pleased to see more people in general just to sort of go, okay, there's a gap in my understanding. I at least want to explore what I don't understand before I, you know, jump to judgment or jump to conclusions or, you know, try to say that, yes, I understand mental health, because for the most part, we all could do a little better in learning about the struggles of those with mental health.
Absolutely. And I just want to make sure that everybody, you know, I'm not trying to hold all the knowledge I have, because somebody reached out and got me. You know, I was sitting in a courtroom working during probation, in which the judge, you know, decided to pull me in and say, hey, I want you to run the pilot mental health court. And I was like, I don't know anything about that. It's the best thing I could have ever done career-wise and just personal, because it put me in a situation where some things happened in my life that I knew I needed some help. You know, it was, and that's what I tell people all the time. Some people frown. I can't believe you tell people you needed help. You went to counseling. Yes, we got to be more transparent with one another. And my position is, I can't stand up and try to teach or tell leaders something that I hadn't been through. So, you know, that's kind of my passion behind it. It's the things that I've gone through with the knowledge that I've been able to get while going through it, you know, to make me be in a position that I say, hey, I know you all could, you know, it's another tool to use on your belt. And that's what I tell people all the time. This is just another tool to put on your belt to use.
And just think, too, if, you know, some of our elected officials or leaders, you know, come to these workshops, recognize maybe there's an unsettlement or unresting in their own anxiety, maybe not full-blown depression or, you know, anything like that, and they get the help that they need, they're going to become better leaders, and it's going to transform back into our community. So, Christiane, I already see the writing's on the wall. You're going to be doing this like 1,000 times over, but this is the first wave of them for the mental health training, leading by example. One more time, the website to go to sign up.
Pines Behavior Health. You can go to their website, top right-hand corner. You'll see events. Click on it and you'll see Leading by Example workshop.
Well, you're welcome to come back to promote the next round of them, because I'm sure there will be. But y'all stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.